Okay, now to the shocking results of a new pizza ranking.
Did you see, by the way, clockwork? I brought up a pizza Shoals, and immediately we get the a pizza Shoals, a pizza sucks. Like,
it's just... Oh, it doesn't suck. Yeah. Come on.
Hell yeah, that's good pizza.
Someone did bring up a pizza that is climbing my rankings, and it's probably top three right now, maybe heading for number one with a bullet, is ranch pizza.
Ranch pizza is outstanding.
Oh, I haven't been there.
It's so good. They do the brick style, like Detroit.
Big square slices.
Oh, it's so good.
Now, can I offer up what may be a controversial opinion?
Yeah, go for
about
it.
That. Like, why does it matter what shape it is?
It doesn't. It's just a thicker style. Like the.
Well, I know Detroit. I know that. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if you have the same thickness, same crust.
Yeah.
Why does it?
Well, because they do it in the sheet pan, and then it gets crusty around the edges too, isn't the same as if you did it on the circular pan.
But I guess if you did like a. I mean, I guess that's no different than doing a deep like a pan pizza, but you just get more crust, because the pan pizza has the big thick crust too. But it's in the it's in a traditional shape as opposed to the pan.
Well, Buckley's saying it, you get a better crust with the square.
I think that the way they do it in the sheet pan is it's super crispy all the way around the side, and you know it's a different type of depth than like a deep dish.
Okay. I'll tell you what, if I go to Ranch Pizza, don't you dare try to give me a slice from the middle, you son.
Yeah,
of
you
bitch.
Want the corner.
You give me that corner slice every single time. You fight for those four corners. That is a quality.
There's also a lot more crust on it. So if you like the crust, I mean, it takes up a lot of, there's a lot of volume there.
Yeah. I'm a crust guy. So it's that's climbing my...
Well, you better have a good crust. You don't have a good crust, you don't have a good pizza.
Well, but it's different. Like, if you got a New York style, like, you want, you know, do you like the floppy slice? Do you like something with a little more crisp?
Or even, like, the Italian, like, Napolitana style. Like, that's not a especially crust-forward pizza.
Well, again, pizza can be done a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it has to be crust forward, but it has to be the dough has to be cooked right. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there's a difference between.
But that could be for any pizza, any style.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's more important to me.
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
Kind of.
Probably not.
Hell yeah, that's good pizza.
Yeah, I mean, like, you start getting people talking pizza. We've got a bunch of them coming in on the text
people
line.
People are very passionate.
Well, and everyone's different.
Yeah.
There is not one that has been mentioned twice.
No. It's all over the place. And by the way, they're all good,
which
right?
is why we have great pizza here.
Yes. Like, there is, you can go from a Pizza Thief, Cat Pizza, Hot Lips, Bellagio's is good. I mean, God, there's a million. Tom's makes a really good pizza. There's a million good pizzas out there. Flying Pie.
Yeah, shout out Bellagio's, new sponsor of Ducks coverage here on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Bellagio's?
By the way,
an old classic.
I was driving home last night. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about, real quick, I'll get back to the pizza survey, I promise. Mm-hmm. Or the pizza list. Can we talk about how long the open is for the Ducks Roundtable show?
It's like 4 minutes.
That is the world's longest open.
I know they apologized for it the other day. So I was like, sorry.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people want to be a part of the roundtable.
That's the thing. We got to include all the sponsors, man.
Well, okay. Do you write off the top?
Yes.
I don't make that imaging.
They want...
Who did that? Is that Swigart, isn't it?
I don't know, probably.
I'm Jason Swigart, and I love sponsors. It builds anticipation.
It does not. It drives me insane.
I don't know if it builds as much as it just goes.
It just keeps going. And then you tune out and like think about something else for a while, and then it's like, oh, okay.
As the host, I sit there and I tune out and think, and then they're like,
and then you go back
on the
to
fan,
it,
I'm like, oh, well, we're on.
And it's still going.
Lulls
like,
you to sleep.
It's a little bit like November rain. You're like, hey, is November rain over? Nope. Keeps going.
Here's the situation.
So this is from Mando Media, America's top pizza cities. Here's their methodology. Rating, which is the average rating for all the pizza places across online review sites. Excellence, from those reviews, what percentage of them were rated as excellent? Choice, the number of pizza places the city has to offer. And interest, which is the number of Google searches for pizza per 100,000 of population. Okay?
Okay.
They then ranked each of the cities and weighted it in the following way. Rating was weighed as 25 points. They felt that it represented the best metric to convey the overall quality of the pizza scene in a city. Excellence was weighted as 15 points. This helped show them which cities had a real pizza culture with the best quality pizzas.
Okay.
Choice was weighted as 5 points. Whilst... it's important to have plenty of places to choose from. Their quality was deemed more important overall. and then interest was weighted as 10 points. This helped them confirm those cities that had a genuine interest and desire for more pizza. So those are their factors.
Okay.
The new number one in the United States. Hopefully you weren't listening earlier when I actually spilled the beans.
No, I did not.
Well, you were.
I know, but I'm trying to play along. Oh. I did hear
you were here. You even commented on it.
Hey, Seattle.
Seattle,
suck it, Seattle.
And dude, that you know that pisses people on the East Coast. Yeah.
Well, it pisses Portland off.
New York guy gets. We used to have the Jewish Rampage in here, Travis Demers, and anytime, even Mike Lynch, if you suggested that someone other than New York or Jersey had the best pizza, they would lose their S.
Oh, head coach? My God. What?
New York people are kind of morons.
They'd be right about bagels, not the pizza. Anyone else can do good pizza, too.
I just feel like New York people never get out of New York. Like, they think everything's so great in New York because New York has, I mean, it has everything. It has a lot of stuff.
And they
pay
so freaking much, they have to justify it to themselves. So, to live there, to be there, to eat there.
They don't go anywhere else.
No, there's a valid point to that.
They're just there. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's got to be.
Nothing else like it.
Nothing could be better. Dude, get out of your house. Travel. There are things better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that are like that. If you are in your little neck of the woods, you would assume that you're the best. And plus, New York pizza, there's a reputation there. New York has a reputation for being one of the great food cities in America.
See,
and they will hear otherwise.
I think there's just a giant New York bias. There's a giant East Coast bias. Everybody thinks everything's so great in New York, and you hear that so much over time that you just start to say it and believe it.
Yeah.
Because it may be true about some things, but it's pretty much bullshit about a lot. Like, I'm from Salina. I don't think anything is the best.
Yeah, but there's the difference between being from Salina and being
from
New York
I know,
City.
But let's say Baltimore.
Well, they also have us outnumbered. There's 7 million people living there. And so the more of them that say it, the more that the rest of the country has to hear it and by virtue of belief.
I don't know. And New York City is one of the best cities in the world, if not the best city. I'm not saying the city is overrated at all. That is a wonderful city, but my God.
Yeah. Well,
not everything there is the best.
We do this in general with everything. So, Chicago deep dish, New York floppy style, San Francisco Chinese food, right? Or, you know, barbecue, whether you're in Texas or whether you're in Memphis, Kansas City, whatever. The idea that if you don't live in Kansas City, that no one else knows how to make barbecue. If you're in New York, no one else knows how to make pizza. Yeah, they do. They do. You can get unbelievable deep dish pizza somewhere other than Chicago.
It'd be like saying some other state couldn't do a good burger,
exactly,
or something. Like it's
if I'm a Pequot's guy in Chicago. That's my favorite deep dish that I've ever had. But if whoever started that restaurant opened one in California, guess what? It would be really good pizza. Yeah. But there'd be people in Chicago that'd be like, nope,
not the same.
Can't have good deep dish in California.
Well, in New York, they say it's the water.
Yeah, the water.
That is the thing with the bagels, too, specifically, isn't
it? That's
what
they say.
That's what they say. I don't know if that's true, but get over yourself.
Yes.
All right?
There are any decent-sized city that you go to, right? And I get it. If you go to Salina, Kansas, or like I'm from, you know, when I was in Anchorage, look, you're probably not finding the world's best cuisine in Anchorage, Alaska. Okay? That goes without saying. You find some really good seafood, but at least it's fresh. But if you are in a top 30 market in the United States, even top 40, my guess is that you are going to find a really, really high quality just about whatever food you're looking for. There just will be. You're telling me that from Seattle to San Francisco to Portland to New York to Houston, that those cities all don't have a really good authentic Chinese place, a really good pizza option, and a good Italian joint?
Or that, like, one person from those cultures couldn't possibly live there and figure it out?
Right.
Like, you know?
It's like, come on.
It's like somebody mentioned Fran Lebowitz. That's a great example.
Yes.
I think she's hilarious, and I think she's... I like to listen to her. I think she's funny. But my God, that is such a great example of someone who... And she travels because she does shows, and so she's a writer, comedian, you know, type person. And she travels, and I've heard her talk about her travels. She freaking hates leaving New York City, so she hates everything because she doesn't want to be around people. Yeah. She doesn't like hotels.
You shouldn't be in New York.
I know, dude. She cannot stop about New York City. She will not shut up about New York City because it's the only thing she knows. It's the only thing she does and likes.
Yeah. And you, and there are certain places that they will dig their heels in, and New York is certainly one of those. And at least the people from New York, you know, at least, like, there's some people that are, like, with my gal, there's some people from Tokyo that feel that way. Like, but that's, like, New York thinks that, like, they're, like, the biggest. Like, go to Tokyo sometimes. It makes New York City look so small. But the people from Tokyo will feel the same way. Like, this is the greatest. This is the epicenter of all society. You know, everyone from a major place like that. And New York, and I don't think there's probably another place, maybe Boston, that digs their heels in quite as much of, we are the best and nothing else matters. Wouldn't you say New York and Boston? One and two in the U.S.?
That's two different archetypes. I feel like New York is way more proud of what they have going on than... Well,
really?
I think New York City pride, Boston maybe more like sports pride and like dumb street fighting pride.
I don't think pride's not the right word. I think that...
I don't know. I think civic pride is for New Yorkers because I think they're proud of being from there, telling you they're from there, how great the place is.
Because, again, they've been told how great the city is. And it is a great city for so long that they're very boastful. Whereas Boston, I think, is so insecure about how much that city kind of sucks that they and New York is, they always hear about how great New York is. Yeah. They kind of puff their chest out. They're like the insecure kid who's always kind of wanting to fight you because he's really a little baby inside and he's been wronged. And that's kind of Boston.
Yeah, I guess I've never met a more passionate person than the person from Boston. Like you said, and maybe that comes from a place of ignorance, but New York person may laugh at you and spit at you and yell at you if you say some place is better than New York. You're right. Boston person headbutts, but they want to fight you.
Yeah, and I think they're just insecure about, maybe not that. Maybe get out of your little Boston bubble, your little racist Boston bubble, you know?
Someone from Dorchester is the greatest place
on earth. You ever been to Bennigan's? You haven't even seen anything like this?
I don't know if this is racist, but it probably is.
You ever seen Bennigan's? You ain't seen nothing until you've seen Bennigan's. And so there's a little bit of that on the East Coast, all up and down the East Coast. Why would you? I mean, there's everything's there.
Yes.
So you don't travel to the West. It's a long way out there. You certainly don't go to the Midwest. So you just, that's all you know.
Yeah.
And you think it's the best.
Yeah.
Maybe travel a little bit. Maybe get out, test yourself.
A little more open-minded.
Salina, Kansas.
A little bit more open-minded out here on the West Coast.
So it says, Seattle, topping our list, is a city more commonly associated with coffee and seafood. This specific Northwest hub has quietly developed into a paradise for pizza enthusiasts, performing well across all metrics in our study. Their rise in the pizza world stems from its thriving food culture and focus on locally sourced ingredients. See, that's the key. I think that's where these New York people get all stuffy about, the water in DBT. Yeah. Dude, you come out west, farm-to-table type stuff, you know, the seafood, just like, I know it's different than the pizza there, but pizzas have become kind of regional, you know?
Yes.
And that's a good thing for the local cuisines.
Not from New York. Screw you. And that is great because the person from New York will insist that the $3.99 slice that you can get on, 52nd Avenue out of a window, they will insist that that's better than any artisan pizza that you can buy in Portland.
Exactly.
Like, what?
The city's culinary scene has influenced its pizzeria, where you'll find unique topping combinations and well-crafted crusts, from wood-fired Neapolitan-style pies to fusion pizzas. See, that's the other thing. It's like, all that stuff, New Yorker's going to thumb his nose at that.
Yeah,
I don't need a fusion pizza.
No.
Why do I need that?
We do it right.
It's a good pizza. We do that.
You ever heard of a simple cheese and pepperoni?
Seattle offers a diverse and high-quality pizza experience that stands up to any traditional pizza capital. The city's strong showing in both ratings and quality indicates that its pizzerias aren't just numerous, but they're also delivering on taste. As a matter of fact, back in 2023, Motto Pizza... Maybe it's Moto, I think. I don't know. M-O-T-O.
Yeah.
In Seattle, their unusual Detroit-style pizza got so viral, they literally had a multi-month waiting list.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
Now, number two on the list is Boston. Now, that's going to piss off New York.
Oh, 100%.
Guy.
They're not happy about that.
Portland is third.
Hey, look at us.
We come in third.
Okay.
And then we rated really high on interest and choice.
We did a lot.
4 is New York.
Okay. Yeah, New York right now, they piss on that list and say that the whole thing is dumb.
And San Diego is 5. So it's really East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go, the closest or the highest rated Midwest city is Cleveland at number 7.
And can we also admit, too, that there's probably not much difference between 1 and 4,
which
they all have really good pizza.
Yeah, I think they're all stellar.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like how far down the list you go to be like,
No one in that, no one in any of those cities is hurting for quality pizza.
Because Chicago is 9.
Yes.
And that's good pizza.
And that's great pizza. Again, but not if that's your, if you don't like waiting an hour for, you know, deep dish.
All right.
This guy says, I brought a friend from Georgia to a barbecue joint here in Salem, and he proceeded to thank me and then tell me that's the worst barbecue he's ever eaten. Of course. Again.
Well, it might have been.
I guarantee that guy from Georgia went in just being like, this barbecue is going to suck because it's from Salem.
Yeah, for sure. But I will say, of all of the, you know, like coming out west, and you've traveled, you know, of all of the cuisines, if I were to ask
I know
you,
where you're going. Yeah,
yeah, like which one, because pizza is killer.
Pizza's killer.
It's just killer.
Yeah.
I mean, you can find top-notch of pretty much any cuisine in Portland. That's the beauty of Portland.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're obviously known for our farm-to-table and all that. But if I were to ask you one cuisine that is just really kind of lacking, it's really hard to find the best places, it's probably barbecue.
There's two that I would say.
Not that there aren't good barbecue places.
No, but I think there is a lack of really good quality barbecue, and I think there's a lack of really good, authentic Chinese food.
100% with you on Chinese. It just isn't that good compared to other metropolitan cities.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. When you go, if you go up to Seattle, you can find, I mean, so many good, authentic.
San Francisco, too.
San Francisco, whether you want Szechuan, whether you want Cantonese. I mean, there is just some really, really top-notch, whether you want to spend a lot of money or whether you want to go to a hole in the wall in Chinatown. And there's some good places around here, but
it's way harder. Yeah,
I would say I think we lack in the number of barbecue joints, and I think we lack in the number of a really good authentic Asian cuisine.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about the Asian cuisine. I don't.
But see, I think we have a lot of good Thai, and I think we have some good Japanese.
We have great Thai food.
Yeah,
but not Chinese. I don't know about Korean. Either.
I don't think we have a big. Our Asian community is not as robust as some of those other markets.
Yeah, but out west, like up, you know. Seattle and Vancouver. BC.
Yeah, when you go to Vancouver, British Columbia, they have one of the biggest Asian malls. I mean, think like the Lloyd Center on steroids, and it's all Asian. Every store is Asian. They have such a giant Asian influx. Same thing, go to Seattle, go to Chinatown. The San Francisco Chinatown, like, we don't have that. And so we just don't have the population that demands those food. You can go into San Francisco and you can go to just some absolute thing that you think you're going to get murdered. You go down some stairs, you go into a basement somewhere, and it's some dimly lit giant room, and there can be 200 people eating there, and there'll be one white person, and the rest of them all Asian, and sit down, and you are going to have the best Chinese food you've ever had. And we just don't have that here in Portland.
Right there, hot food talk for you bros and broettes out there, with a little dumping on the East Coast, which we always like to do. It's a great American pastime.
Suck it, New York.
Here's Buckley with SportsCenter.